54. The Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Out of that first break this morning, Wednesday edition from Pick 6 Previews. He's been working on the ACC, but we can go anywhere we need to go. He's a college football aficionado. I think he says he's written up the entire ACC except Clemson, and what do you need to know there? Until further notice, and as has been the case, Clemson is the overwhelming favorite in that league. But we'll have Brett up here in just a few minutes out of break number one. Top of hour number two, we'll go down to Louisiana. Blake Ruffino will be with us, and we'll get an update on the drama down there. There's always drama in Louisiana. There's always drama at LSU. It's part of their charm. Yeah, it is. It is. The drama may be somewhat negative at times, but it's absolutely part of the charm down there. Part of the Cajun culture that I love so much down there. So we'll talk with him. There's your guesting today. Other than that, we have 3 hours of real estate here to cover. We never have a problem covering the real estate that we are afforded each morning. That won't be a problem. From the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wednesday edition, couple of studios. You got the Crazy Charlie location at the Mothership, WNSR, and you have the Wilco location south, which is where I am located each and every morning. No, this pandemic did not do anything different to this show, or whatever they're calling this. No, it didn't change anything. I have been in the Wilco location for years, so this working from home thing is not a thing for me. Meaning it's not a, well, new thing for me. Been doing it for a long time. The Wilco location, yeah, where we're located. Oh, if you want to dial us up, it will get you to either location. And that would be the newly named F&M Bank hotline, 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. When I first got in this business, I didn't really know the difference. If you've ever noticed this, some people use the term zero and the term O the same way. O would be the alphabet. Zero would be the number. So sometimes I would say, what was our number back then? It was 737-9522. I know that's confusing. Don't worry about that number. That's the number. I think it's still the number at WLAC. But if you want to call one of their shows, that's the number. Why would you change it? And I believe that 9522 is WLAC. Yeah, it spells it out, right? Anyways, but I would say I would use the term O synonymously with zero, and then some guy who was, God, what was that guy's name? oh, I don't know, some long-time broadcast news guy or something said, Bill, there's a zero, and then there's the alphabet letter O. They're not the same thing. Don't use the word O. That'd be like me saying 5600. It's not the same thing, Bill. That's one of my first lessons, right out of the chute. That's when they told me that my voice sucked and I would never get anywhere in this. Yeah, that's I had a lot of good positive reinforcement back then in the early days. Bill, your voice sucks, you suck, and your ideas about what to do suck. Other than that, keep going. But anyways, that was the first good lesson. What got me onto that topic? I have no idea. I don't even know why I just thought of that here on the show. But yeah, Brett Cianci is coming up, and then Blake Ruffino. But plenty of time to stretch out. If you have something that you think is appealing for the show this morning, I just looked up. And I haven't been, last couple of weeks, I haven't been turning on the financial networks much during the show until late. Don't know why. I guess I just get in and out of the mood sometimes. But we're pretty red going in the pre-market. We'll see if that lasts. You got to remember, the pre-market or the after hours, both of them, don't necessarily predict the day. Now, they may, but you don't know. You don't know if that's going to predict the day or not, unless you know clearly what news is going to carry the day. But right now, everything's red, in case you're so inclined. I did not check Dogecoin overnight, because I don't have any. Unfortunately, the train left without me on that one. But those of you like Jeff, too, got your hands on that early, you're doing quite well. You're happy. You may be forced. If you show up to Commitments December the 14th, the night before when we have the cocktail party up top in the suite, and by the way, you're all invited. Yeah. Anybody you want to bring with you is invited, too. If you have Dogecoin, we may force you to buy a round of drinks. Otherwise, everything's free. Yeah, I mean, when you go up there and you partake, you're not charged for that. No. No, there's a big vat of really fancy beer and an ice chest if you imbibe. If you don't, that's fine. We'll have a little bottle of water for you if you don't. But if you like a nice cold brew, we'll have some there at Commitments. But if you're holding a bunch of Dogecoin like Jeff, too, we may just say, hey, this guy's got to buy it. He's doing too well. It's only fair that he buys around. But no worries. Any news? I'm still fixated. I know we've spent a lot of time here on it. Maybe more than we should, but nonetheless, I'm still fixated and obsessed with the future of college football when it comes to lots of things, but name, image, likeness. We've got three areas here that are going to have to mesh, or can you choose which one you want to go by? Here's what I mean by that. You have every state, the states that have already got out in front of this, their laws, and every state's different. There's no uniformity here at all. Now, some of the state-by-state laws may match up some, but the individual little tidbits within the law don't necessarily match up state to state. Your state may have name, image, likeness working one way. Another state may have name, image, likeness working slightly differently, which in recruiting is going to be interesting, because players that have the ability to sell their name, image, likeness will probably be taken into consideration. Which state is better for me in my quest for name, image, likeness? It won't necessarily be a what's best for me as a player. It still will be partially, but a new element has been added. How much more free stuff do I get? So you'll have state-by-state laws. Not every state has enacted this yet. Still a ways to go there. Some have, some haven't. Some have it on the books, just not officially yet. But you have your state-by-state rules that are not uniform. Then you have the NCAA rule, which doesn't exist yet, but Mark Emmert, the leader, air quotes around that, of the NCAA, says that we want to have something in place as far as an NCAA rule by July 1. So just a couple of months from now. Well, month and a half from now, whatever. That's what he said the other day. And then you have federal law, which is not enacted yet, but they have been kind of dabbling with it on and off. I don't know that it's a big priority for Congress. It's probably not. A little bit bigger stuff going on out there than this, but that's something they do eventually want to get to. I don't know when that'll happen. You know how that goes in Congress. I mean, God knows. But eventually there seems to be a situation where we will have a federal law about name, image, likeness. So you've got three different levels there. Which one do you obey? Can you just choose the one you want? I would assume that everybody would adopt, if there is eventually a federal law, everybody would adopt that, right? Is that the way that works? Don't ask me. I on purpose, don't study government much because it makes me sick. But I would assume that's the way. Now, that could be years from now. Yeah, that could be a while from now. Got a bunch of people this morning already talking. Why are we talking Arch Manning this morning? I've got several tweets already. What's the point? We're talking about a guy who I guess is taking exams right now for his sophomore year of high school. But his name is Manning, and not only that, but his first name is Arch. On top of that, 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, my prediction on Arch Manning, see, here we go, is that he's going to choose the Buckeyes because we have gas and the SEC does not have gas. We do have a problem down here. That is accurate. I went yesterday, had an errand or two. I pulled into a gas station. And it wasn't bad. Now, there were cars. The cars were too deep. That's not that bad. I mean, in a situation like this where some of these videos you see on TV, there's cars lined up way back. And you know what I got the gas for? $2.75 a gallon, which, again, in this environment is not bad at all. Matter of fact, I was waiting in one line, and it was only too deep. Well, the first line I got into, there was a really old lady. God bless her. She wouldn't even get out of her car. And I'm waiting for her to start gassing up. About 3 minutes later, she gets out of the car, and she takes another 3 minutes to get from her door 5 feet to the pump. I said, this is not going to work for me. I went to another line, and a lady, nicest lady in the world, said, sir, there's an opening right behind me here. I thought the area behind her was blocked, you know, where they put a cone up. No, it was open. I got right in. It's only $2.75. Now, later I went by a Kroger, and the pumps were shut down. I think they were out. Yeah, we got issues. Rob's right. We got issues here. All right. Brett Ciancia coming up on this Wednesday edition, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume build down through Mount Julian right now on I-40 going westbound. All the traffic flow coming out of Wilson County this time of the morning. Still looks good up through there. Let's keep it that way. Traffic's holding up down Ellington Parkway. It's been quiet on Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call today, 240-2811. They're online at truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Mayday, mayday. This may be hard to believe, but there are four amazing games making the rounds this May.
Wow.
Maybe you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh.
But make no mistake, all four are sure to cause mayhem all May long. So don't wait and run the risk of being, well, dismayed.
Oh, man.
Make a major play today with new May instant games.
Nice.
If you're lucky, you may find yourself making it rain with a major amount of cash.
Yeah.
New May instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With nearly $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Against all better judgment and no half-stepping, Redneck Nation is now full-time. Nashville Sports Radio is serving up the best coverage of your Nashville Predators. When the clock hits 5, the Renegades of Puck are on the air twice a day, a.m. or p.m. Every weekday at 5, Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck give you Predneck Nation. If the clock says 5, Predneck Nation is on Nashville Sports Radio. Home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Brett Cianci, Big Six Previews, Wednesdays. And Brett, I've already got a Twitter question for you. This is Lake Norman, which is North Carolina. Buckeye. Lake Norman Buckeye. Ask Brett. This is pretty good now. It's gonna test your mind early in the morning here, Brett. It says, who's most likely not to win their conference or make the playoffs? Bama, Clemson, Ohio State. That's
yeah, good morning,
one,
Bill. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, thanks for having me on. I think of those three, I think the most likely is Ohio State. I don't really see any other competition out there. So this comes down to either Alabama or Clemson. With Alabama, I think within the SEC, there's more other contenders. I like Georgia to really make a push. Now, I'll caveat this with I haven't researched the SEC yet, but I have researched the ACC, and I can make kind of a case for Clemson to be knocked off here. I really think that if you're buying stock in a program in the ACC for 2021 and beyond, I think you got to look at UNC. They're really building something special there at North Carolina. They bring a ton of talent back from last year. Now, yes, I know if you watch the NFL draft, you saw both starting running backs and both starting receivers get drafted. And I totaled it up. It was over 10,000 yards combined, over 90 touchdowns combined over their career. So, yes, there's some firepower gone. But they've recruited at a pretty high clip now, back-to-back top 15 classes. You know, 9 other starters back on offense, 10 starters back on defense. You return Sam Howell, who could be a Heisman candidate. You have an NFL caliber offensive line there. They average like 6'5", 335. So I really like what they have on offense. Now, the question is, how quickly can defense get up to speed? And, you know, for years, their coordinator Jay Bateman has talked about positionless football and hybrid players, and he's coached them up that way. And I think now it's going to start to pay dividends because they have a good problem, and it's they have too many talented players to get onto the field. They're trying to find, try to cut it down to a starting 11, and they have so many prospects. So, long story short, I really like what UNC has. It's a very manageable schedule. When you look at it, I think they're going to be favored in all 12 games. They don't play Clemson in the crossover, so they only have to beat them once. If they get to Charlotte there in the conference title game, who knows? It's one game. Last time, they were 1 yard away from beating them back in 2019, and they've really improved as a program since then.
Bama has the toughest obstacles just because of the league they're in and the division they're in. Good point. Buckeyes probably the, and not easy, but easiest. And then, so you're saying that Clemson, for the first time in a while, legitimately could, again, you're not saying absolutely will, but could get knocked off here.
Yeah, I think for the first time in quite a few years, it's into the margin of error. I mean, I'm not predicting it, but it's no longer 100% lock because you also have a little bit of a transition year for Clemson. Now, I will say it's funny when I talk about this, when I go from talking Syracuse and Duke 1 week to Clemson's problems, like, okay, these problems aren't that serious, but they are transitioning quarterbacks. They were exposed in their last game on the national stage defensively, you know, because Ohio State was really – you know, they would break the huddle, run to the line real quick, and not give Brent Venables time to adjust his defense around. Maybe that's a strategy going forward for some teams to capitalize on. I saw Virginia Tech did that a little bit in the start of their game towards the end of the season against Clemson, and it worked. Didn't have the horses to pull it off, but they had the right strategy. So, yeah, I think for the first time, yeah, transfer quarterback, ETN's gone. You know, maybe the defense starting to show some signs of a regression, but I think it's open the door's open for the first time in a long time. It might be a small crease, but it's enough to make it a question.
When you get to Clemson, go quickly to freshman running back Will Shipley, who's a North Carolina kid, speaking of that. Five-star running back. Looked good in the spring. I didn't watch it, but looked good in the spring. And as you know, Brett, with your studies, true freshman running backs can play immediately if they're good enough. So keep an eye on that name. That'll be a prominent name this year for them.
Yeah, for sure. They have a lot of incoming players there at running back. The one, I don't know if it's Shipley, but I read they had a Christian McCaffrey lookalike coming in, like same
that's
style
Shipley.
Of play.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing that, kind of a game changer there. They have now a receiver, too. I know they lose some names, but they've stockpiled five-star and four-star kids. It's just a matter of if the older veterans step up or if some of these new guys can take their spots. Again, a good problem to have. When I talk Syracuse and Duke, maybe they have 1 4-star between them. But you talk at Clemson, they have 8 4-stars at receiver. So it is quite a contrast. And when I say problems, you know, Clemson's very well suited for another ACC push, another playoff push, and we'll see how they bounce back from a two-loss season, a rare two-loss season.
Does Louisville proverbially turn the corner this year?
Well, I thought they were going to last year. You know, let's just rewind a bit. The thing really collapsed in 2018 with Petrino's last year. Really lost the locker room, and it was a mess. And they went 2-10, and the Vegas line was dropping each week. They couldn't keep up. You know, fast forward a year to Scott Satterfield coming in 2019. You could argue coach of the year the way he turned them around. Won 7 or 8 games there. And had him competitive, great offense. So last year I was thinking, okay, so you saw the transition year. I was thinking they're going to build on that. The really great offense on paper, if the defense could just make a little bit of gains, you'd have something special in 2020. It was actually the opposite. The defense was okay, and then the offense didn't live up to its 2019 standards, the key being turnovers. And I don't just say that for every team, but they were, I think, fourth nationally in turnovers. They had the yards, they had the drives, and they were just shooting themselves in the foot with turnovers. So, and in a bunch of close games, that cost them. So they finished with 4 wins, and they're a lot better than 4 wins. So let's see this year. They do lose firepower at running back with Hawkins and the two receivers, Tutu Atwell and Des Fitzpatrick, both gone. And, you know, Louisville I don't think is as suited to reload at these positions like you see at Clemson and North Carolina. So I think it'll be tough to match their offense from last year, and that's relying on a big defensive gain. So you know, good enough for middle of the pack, ACC Atlantic. Probably going to increase on that four wins. They were a lot better than that four wins showed, but they're not ready to contend for a Coastal Division yet, or an Atlantic Division.
Brett Ciancia with us. Noel Cav, who is up in Chicago. He is a – now, how about this, Brett? He's a combination Northern Illinois Florida State fan. That's why he goes by the name of Noel Cav. Up in DeKalb, Illinois, where he lives, Chicago area. Anyways, he wants your thoughts on FSU this year.
Well, first I'll tell you, I was out to a game at DeKalb. You know, the alma mater, Boston College, was playing out there. We did a road trip, you know, flew into Chicago and then rented a huge bus and just drove, you know, 3 hours into the cornfields. I loved it out there. It was a great trip, and those fans are passionate. But about Florida State, you know, they have quite a transition ahead of themselves. I think they're going to need another reload year, another rebuild year. I know I love the transfer quarterback, Mackenzie Milton. The question is, how healthy is he? Because at his peak in 2017 and 2018, he was a Heisman candidate. Go through a terrible injury like that and 2 years away from the game, I don't know how he comes in. So we'll see. And is he tentative, too, in the run game, which was so big on his game at UCF? Is he going to be tentative now? Looked great in the spring game, so he passed the first test. I do like Jordan Travis anyway at quarterback too. But there's some serious issues here. You know, offensive line, I know they made a little bit of a gain last year, but still one of the worst units out there in Power 5. They're going to need that to click. Lose a lot of star power on defense. But, yeah, so I still think they're a year away. But I don't want to use 2020 as a, you know, as an indicator for Mike Norvell. There were so many weird things with Florida State with the opt-outs, the transfers. It was a coach transition in the short off season. I mean, he had the virus himself and missed 3 weeks. So I don't want to make that a referendum on him. I think 2021 is important, but really 22.
Brett Ciancia joins us every Wednesday to talk college football. He's been working league to league. Now, after you finish the ACC here, where you go next?
I think we're going to start Big Ten. So we're going to dig into the Big Ten a lot. And this should go a little quicker because of such a short season they had. Similar to my Pac-12 research, I would look at a team, they played four games. I mean, that's pretty easy to get through. And a lot of the rosters came back because of the shortness of the season. So I'm going to go Big Ten next. Like I said, before any research, before any review, it looks like Ohio State at the top, and I don't really see a contender for them. You know, the usual suspects, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin, had kind of down years last year, so I want to see what they have coming back. The sleeper team last year that didn't get enough credit for being pretty strong, I thought was Iowa, a team a lot better than their record showed, great metrics. So let's see what they have coming back and conduct the research, and we'll talk.
You have a early feel before getting in there about the second-best team, Penn State. I don't think it's Michigan. Certainly doesn't look like it's Michigan going in. Could it be Wisconsin? Not going division by division, but a Wisconsin or Minnesota. Minnesota did not have the year we thought they would have a year ago.
Yeah, so, you know, right away some people might say Indiana also, but, you know, I love the story with Tom Allen. That's the coach I got to talk to. I don't know. I think they had a special year last year. I don't know if it has staying power. If you look at some of those games against Michigan, definitely against Penn State, I know they were outgained 300 yards by Penn State. You usually lose those games like 95% of the time. So, you know, credit them for grinding out close wins and having a special season. I don't see it staying up there. So, you know, I think for number two in the Big Ten, the easy money would be Penn State, just given their track record in recruiting. You know, hopefully they fixed their offensive coordinator situation there with Mike Yurcich coming up. Formerly had success at Oklahoma State under Mike Gundy, at Ohio State, and even Division II Shippensburg up here in Pennsylvania, rural PA. That's where he came from, so it's kind of cool to see him back in PA. But, yeah, I think Penn State's your easy money there. At a quick glance, no research, just given the track record recruiting. And then Wisconsin's track record in player development has to get them in the conversation there, too, with Iowa.
Sad story here. People were hitting me up. Former Hawaii football quarterback Colt Brennan has passed away. He was only 37. I don't know if you've seen this news. I don't know much about it. I don't have any details, but that's pretty sad right there. This guy threw for a trillion yards when he was there, it seems like.
Yeah, so, you know, I might be a little younger than a lot of the listeners. I was growing up during those years. That was my high school years. seeing him at Hawaii there, 2006, 2007. You know, it made for great midnight football. You'd stay up till 10:30 kickoffs and 11 kickoffs to watch it. And that was at a time before the air raid really was as common. I mean, now you have everyone throwing for those amount of yards, but back then you had this guy in Hawaii who was just, you know, throwing the ball 50 times a game, putting up 500 yards a game, set some FBS records. So yeah, really, really a shame to hear the news. I saw that come across and just, yeah, you hope, you know, you wonder what happened, and it's just really sad. I mean, that's an icon to a lot of the, you know, 25 to 35 age group, kids that grew up watching college football. That's, yeah, that's what, one of the guys we saw. So, that's really a shame. And, yeah, terrible news.
You growing up in Pennsylvania there, how did you migrate? You're considered, at least people in the South will look at where you're at and say, he's in pure pro sports territory. Now, obviously, Penn State, Pitt, there's lots of ball below pro football, pro sports in your state, but your state is pro football centric. How did you migrate to the college game? How did that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely a pro area. It's funny, I've been on probably 100 radio stations across the country, but still haven't landed a Philly one, my hometown. Like all they talk about the Eagles. It's all Eagles, a little bit of Sixers in there. But, yeah, so it's definitely a pro area, unless you're a Penn Stater. And I'm actually not. I wasn't, you know, not a Penn State family. So it's really rare, I guess, that I would have picked it up. It's probably my dad and my grandfather are huge college football people. You know, every Saturday in the fall growing up, that's what we did. You'd have, you know, the three screens going. You'd be grilling outside and, you know, you might as well have been from the South in that regard, because college football is king here, at least in our family. So, and, you know, grew up with it, really took an extra interest in it, and, you know, built a website and started the book about 10 years ago, and, you know, really dig into the research, as you know, and just love it. I mean, I could, you know, I do this all year, so.
Tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, thanks. It's Pick Six Previews on Twitter. And at Pick Six Previews on Twitter, picksixpreviews.com. Annual season preview book, all 65 Power 5 teams. Yeah, it's a one-man show. It's just me. I'm digging into film, my numbers, and calls with coaches, calls with coordinators. And that's coming out late June. So I'm working through that now and talking with Bill each Wednesday. So, yeah, thanks for having me on, Bill.
See you next week, sir.
See ya.
I'm reading here a story. And I'm not sure which site this is, but it's about Colt Brennan passing away. Says Colt Brennan's father reveals possible cause of death. Colt Brennan, former star quarterback for Hawaii, was found unconscious in a hotel room a day before he died. His father said, on Tuesday, Terry Brennan, his dad told ESPN, his son ingested something that apparently was laced with fentanyl and never was able to gain consciousness. He said Colt had tried to enter a detox program at a Newport Beach, California hospital, but was unable to stay because there were no beds. That's pretty sad right there. I did not know any of the details of this. But that's very, very upsetting news. We will take the break. Top of the hour, Mr. Blake Ruffino will check in down in Louisiana. Wednesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We've watched traffic volume pick up quite a bit coming down I-40 right now through Smith and Wilson County. It still looks pretty good right now through Hermitage, Donaldson. Just watch your speed out here this morning coming down Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. We've watched that traffic volume out of Sumner County build pretty good here in the last few minutes. Ripley's Aquarium PJ Party with the Penguins is coming up on June 5th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donaldson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
my friend? Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cards would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show.
I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2, call 615-844-5600.
Yeah, you can tweet us at Bill is King if you prefer to communicate that way. Either way, we're all good. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino will check with us, and we'll hang out a little bit. Go down to Louisiana with him. Sam on Twitter. Bill, my dogs in the Sugar Bowl beat Brennan. And he kept getting up and taking snaps. Hell of a tough kid. That's sad news. I did not know much about it. People were sending me links and everything with that news. So I wasn't really aware. Georgia Dog here sends a video. I don't know where this is. It's got to be somewhere in the South, right? It's people at a gas mart of some sort fighting over gas. Fighting. Yeah, I wasn't even really thinking about it, but I was driving around, I was starting to get kind of low, not too low, I was thinking, okay, you don't know what the next couple of days are going to be like, so you better just find you a spot and get some gas. I pulled into this place, And again, the prices were not, I haven't looked today, maybe they're way further up, but they were up some. But gas around here isn't crazy expensive, like California or something like that. And this was, I think it was $2.75. Anyways, I pull in, and there is a lady who had to be in her 80s, and she wouldn't even get out of her car. She's sitting at the pump, and people are waiting at various pumps to get in. And after a couple of minutes, she gets up, and then she just stands there. She's only like 5 feet away from the pump to where she can disengage it, put it in her gas tank there, side of her car, and she never even got to that. I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she was confused. And so I realized, okay, this isn't happening. Somebody got out there and helped her, I believe. And so I pulled around because, you know, most places they have tanks front and back of their store or something. Or it depends on what the store's geography is like. But in this place, there's one in the front and the back, or you could say either side, both sides of the building. So I pulled around and I was waiting on one slip to open. And then this really nice lady said, sir, there's a... She had this really fancy Jeep, too. I was kind of jealous. Fancier than ours. And anyways, I wasn't even in the Jeep. But she said, sir, there's an opening right behind me. I'm just sitting there waiting when there's an opening. I thought behind her there were some cones there. Because if you go to some of these places, they'll have some of their pumps open. Some of them will not be open, right? They'll have cones there. This one's not servicing right now. But it was wide open, so I pulled around and... I got gas, and it was only $2.75. Now, they did not have premium. You had to take the lowest grade, which is fine. I'm not really a big stickler there, unless your car absolutely demands it. But this was actually an old Lexus, an older Lexus I'm in, that my daughters usually drive. But that's all I had. I mean, when you get up here, you just grab the car that's available. That's where we're at here. And, yeah, it was only $2.75, though. That's not bad. Now, today, watch it be $10.75 or something, but my brief experience wasn't that bad. Yeah, Rob in the 540 sends me the link here. Now, again, this is from an article, Colt Brennan. His dad in this article says that he somehow, some way, and I think he was dealing with some... maybe some substance abuse problems, but somehow he got hold of some fentanyl and he never regained consciousness, is what the story read, which is upsetting. Yeah, you hate to hear about that. Got the break here in a second. Johnny Vegas says... and it's a little saying here, Bill, the two largest shortages right now aren't fuel and ammo. It's common sense and work ethic. I would say that's pretty accurate. That's a pretty good one there, Johnny Vegas. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, everybody should probably forget about Arch Manning. College football could be in ruins by the time he gets there. Yeah, I mean, I think we'll probably be okay, but college football, if the inference is it's going to be a big mess, probably is. You know what's sad is I don't think a lot of the leadership believes all this junk about name, image, likeness, and expansion of the playoffs. I think they just feel like they've got no choice. Now, again, I think you're split among opinions. I don't think everybody feels that way. But I think if you could give some of the ivory tower people some, what do we call it? Sodium pentothal. Remember in the movies? Back, I don't think they do that in movies anymore. But back in the day, hey, let's get the truth out of this guy. Sodium pentothal or whatever they called it. We could do that today. I don't know that everybody would say we need name, image, likeness, and we need expansion, and we need... I don't think that would be as consensus as you and me are tried to... we're sold every day, I guess is what I should have said. But it's almost like, and this is pretty sad, they're just throwing their hands up in the air. Just bleep it. The media has sold this lie, and they perpetuate it all the time about players get nothing. The college kids get nothing. College football, they don't get... Everything they get's free plus cash in their pocket, but they don't get anything. That's the doozy I will probably never get over. And that ain't enough. And oh, by the way, you think name, image, likeness ends it? Are you naive enough to think that just puts an end to they don't get enough? Good luck. Presented by the Odyssey.
Good morning. We've watched traffic volume pick up quite a bit coming down I-40 right now through Smith and Wilson County. It still looks pretty good right now through Hermitage, Donaldson. Just watch your speed out here this morning coming down Vietnam Vets through Hendersonville. We've watched that traffic volume out of Sumner County build pretty good here in the last few minutes. Ripley's Aquarium PJ Party with the Penguins is coming up on June 5th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Baseball tonight, the Braves looking to even the series with the Blue Jays. Atlanta, after opening the favorite, now a slight home underdog, minus 105. Toronto, minus 115, the over-under 9.5. Only one fighter stands in the way of Canelo Alvarez in the undisputed Super Middleweight Championship. Canelo, the WBA, WBC, WBO, and Ring Magazine Super Middleweight title holder. Caleb Plant, the IBF champion. No fight has officially been announced, but one could be set for September. The early betting line has Canelo a minus 600 favorite, Plant plus 400. The latest odds to win the NBA championship once again have the Brooklyn Nets, the odds on favorite at plus 220, the Lakers at plus 500, the Clippers at plus 600, Jazz plus 650, and the Bucks and Sixers each at plus 800. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny, highs today around 66. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 46. Mostly sunny for Thursday, highs 69. Friday, sunshine, highs near 73. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
We'll get a couple here if we can squeeze them. Georgia Dog, welcome in.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Bill, I see a lot of people on Twitter and other outlets talking about making fun of people panicking for gas. But unless you live here and you go like I did yesterday to five different service stations, and you know how many Tom Thumbs they are here. They're all out of gas. I sent you a picture this morning. There's no gas.
Now, and here's just for everybody, you have a 90-minute drive each way to work.
Yes, sir, every day.
So that's a lot of gas.
Yeah, and on the farm, I'm going to, when this passes, fill up a 250-gallon tank that we use for farm equipment, and I'm not going to worry about this again for a while, but I'm in a store. Now, most of the stores down here will not allow you to come in with five or six 5-gallon things and fill them up, too.
Right.
The people next door to me, which is literally right on the edge of my parking lot, this family moved here from India 30 years ago, and they're absolutely the nicest, hardest working. They're just wonderful people to do business with. We give them our business at the dealership now. But he's catching hell yesterday because a guy pulls up and he wants to fill his car up with gas, and they're the cheapest in town. And then he wants to fill up 6 5-gallon containers, and the guy told him, no, you're not doing that because look at all the customers here that need to get to work, and we're not going to allow that. Most of the stations down here won't allow you to do that. They will allow you to fill up 2
right,
for your lawnmowers and stuff, but you're not going to go in there and just hoard gas. But he told me yesterday, you know, I got enough gas to last about 2 hours, and that's it. But this guy wants to get belligerent. But this family knows you by name. When you come in, they every morning, hey, Bill, how's the show? I mean, they get involved in your life. They know who you are. And as this guy starts to get belligerent, two of the locals stepped in between them and said, no, not here. No, sir. You know, you're not messing with this. You need to move on. So. Yeah, unless you're living it. Because, you know, Bill, these Sea-Doo companies down here, you see them over there during this time of the year with 25-gallon things because they got to run their Sea-Doos.
Right.
They got to rent them out. They got a living to make off of gas, pontoon boats, other things. Now, there's some stations down here that have gas, some of them. But you're lucky when you find them. So it's not panic. It's simply trying to get to work every day.
What about the people who take out the folks on the fishing boats?
Yeah, see, my brother-in-law is a deep-sea captain for hire, and so is my stepson. They take people out. They stay put year-round. And when you can't buy fuel, you're shutting everything down. Now, according to what I saw on Fox this morning, the Colonial Pipeline should be up and running within a week, and that'll relieve the stress, but you know, there's a difference in a toilet paper shortage and a fuel shortage. You can't pour nickel in your GMC and drive to work.
Right.
You know, there's a difference. You can make do without toilet paper, but you cannot make do without gasoline. So, you know, it's a situation down here to where if you're not living it, you don't understand it. And that's
right.
All I got to say about that. But Bill, great show so far. And, hate I didn't have a sports question, but just filling you in on what's going on the Central Coast. And with that, we'll just be doggone.
Yeah, that video that's going on, I believe, is in Athens, Georgia, where they get in a big fight in the parking lot. L-Dog posted that one, too. Kip, I am down to like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. How you doing, sir, up in D.C.?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? How you doing?
Morning, sir.
Good. Hey, I'll be quick. I just want to throw a name, image, likeness scenario out there.
Okay.
So these birds of prey, who I like to give that name to these. A lot of these young women that like to prey on some of these young athletes.
Right.
Can you imagine the doors that's going to open up with, you know, Johnny Five Star and little Susie, who's just looking to profit off, you know, the guy with the next biggest deal or whatever like that. I mean, is Tate Martell still with that same girl now, or is she with the new quarterback?
I would think she'd left him by now. He's doing nothing.
right. I mean, this thing is going to open up so much. I mean, can you imagine, like, Johnny Fostock enrolls at whatever state you, and that whole NIL check, got to pay child support, all kinds of stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. Very good point, though. Very good point.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to cause a lot of unintended ills. So just look out for that. I'm actually hoping that it's not as big a deal. You know, some of these companies won't look at these guys as that profitable of a marketing tool. But, sheesh, we'll see, Bill. But I got it in quick. I'll listen on. Have a good day. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Kip. Always appreciate your call up there in D.C.
Sounds like he's in that D.C. traffic up there.
Okay. Charlie said we'd have a tough time squeezing him in. He was right. But we got him. We got him done. Appreciate those calls, guys. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino will be with us down in Louisiana. Oh, we can find some drama. Wonder what the drama du jour is today down in the booth. We'll figure it out. Is it always drama? Is there? Oh, 2019 was happy times. Oh, my gosh. Dancing in the streets. Singing that vulgar song in the streets. Now, you know what they call that, the neck? Oh, if you haven't heard that song, Google that. The song they call the neck. And by the way, if you do, make sure the volume's down if you're in mixed company, or you'll be in trouble. Yeah, pull that one up. That one's a doozy. Blake Ruffino when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.